Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that if a melech has women who are set aside from wives or pilakshim, nobody else, and if anybody else uses them, then they become asuros lemelech, according to one opinion in the Yerushalmi, Rabbanan de Kesarin. But according to another opinion, we saw that no, they're not asuros lo, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And we said, possibly, what's the Sharash HaMachlokes? Sharash HaMachlokes is whether Shimush alone passes, just that somebody used the Kli of the Melech, this woman of the Melech, or Yichud Hashem, whether she has a special name that she set aside, passes. So, if it's Pshat that just Shimush passes, and that's what the Rabban de Kesarim hold, so therefore, like by David HaMelech, when Avshalom slept with his pilakshim, now they're asur to David. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, they're not asur. Because they weren't set aside for Avshalom. It was just a one-time thing. And in order to asur to the king, they need to be have a yichud shem for a hedyot, and here there was no yichud shem. And we said possibly that everybody held he needed a yichud shem, and here there was, because Avshalom made a kinyan of Shevi. So that was when we're talking about kli hedyot lamelech. But now we're going to continue again based on the Torah of Rabbi Agon HaGadol with Yitzchak Manzatzal, and talk about hekdesh she'asur lagavoah. Hekdesh she'asur lagavoah ma she'nishtamish bo hedyot. That we saw in the Rambam that, and based on the Gemara, Zvachim Kuftez Zayin Amid Beis, Menachos Chav Beis Amid Aleph, Rav Lezer Ben Shemua Omer, that Ma Mizbech Shalon Ishtamish Bo Hadiyah LaFeitzim Shalay Ishtamish Bo Medjus, they can't have Mizbech or Eitzim that were previously used by a Hedyot. So if you have the Eitzim on the Mizbech, or the Mizbech itself, it can't be used with the materials that were the Eitzim that was used or earlier used for a mundane purpose. So there, it would seem that Lekulei Alma, it's not the Shimush that answers, but rather it's the Shem Hedyot that answers. And this is before Lehedyot in the Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira Halacha Chaf. They didn't be just set aside for Hedyot, even if a Hedyot doesn't use it, it's already Aser. And the reason is because the Shem Hedyot is what answers, not just the use. But it's the Chalos Shem Hedyot that answers, and therefore you don't need a Shimush, and it's enough to have Yichud and Hazmana LaHedyot. Now this we can understand, we can answer Ekashe L'mogin Avram and Simakuf M'mzayim Sif Kotin Hay. And when it says in the Ramah that you're now allowed to make a covering for a Sefer Torah from materials that were used for something else, Midin Kli Hedyot L'Gavoa Frek L'mogin Avram, but people make it from Yeshanim, people make it from older mantles or older materials that were ready used for something else, they now use it for a Sefer Torah. So how do you explain that? So Zakta Magen Avram, they only, you're not allowed to use them as they are. But if you make a Shinu Tzurasam and you make a different Kli, then it's Mutter, because the Kior was made from Aris Hatzavos, even though the Kior was made from Aris Hatzavos from the women's mirrors. So you see that if it's used for something else, as long as you made a shinui, then you can use it also for Kodesh. And even though the Mizbeach requires Eitzim Shalon Ishtamish Bem Hedyot, we could say, says the Magen Avram, that the Mizbeach is different. That the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to use anything else that was you're not allowed to use Eitzim that a Hedyot had ever used. But that's Dafka Mizbeach. But that's not the Kior. And that's not other Klei Kodesh. So therefore, when it comes to the covering of the Sefer Torah, it doesn't bother us if it was used for something else, as long as there was a Shinui. Just like we see by the Maris Hetzovos. And what about the Mizbech? The Mizbech is an exception. Chaim Sofer doesn't understand what the chilek is between Mizbeach and other things is. So too in the Tshuvas V'Shava Kohen in Simen Hei, he doesn't understand the chilek. But based on what we said, we can explain as follows: that if the Yisr is mitzad shimush, so b'vadai ayidei shinui, the shimush isn't batal and the kli is still aser. But if the Yisr is because of the shame shechol al hachefetz, is a chalosh shem al hachefetz of yichud ayidei shimush ahediyot, so there, as long as it's a shinui in the chefetz and it becomes another chefetz, so the earlier shame was changed, and therefore it's no longer a kli hedyot that is aser legavoa, as long as you made a shinui. Because by other kelim, all that matters is that it can't have a shame hedyot. But if you make a shinui, it loses its shame hedyot. And it's mamish compared to an esnan, it's more lamed amid beis. Esnan zone is not allowed to be brought as a on the mizbeach. But al yidei shinui, it's mutter, it's batel shame esnan. And the Gemara is told of this, and the Gemara above a Kama Samachay Amid Beis and Tadi Gimel Amid Beis, Bedin Shel Shinui Kona, because the Shinui makes a change, and it even can affect the Kenyan. So Kamoke and the Gabe Hashem Kli Shel Kli Hedyot, that it loses its Shem Kli if you have a Shinui. Just on this, the Magen Avram says that the Mizbech, the Isser is Machmas Hashimush, and because of that, the Shinui isn't going to help. Mashen came Legavoa Stam, that it's aser only because of the shame kli hedyot. So the shinu is mevatel the shame kli hedyot, and therefore it's mutter even in such an instance. So that's why you're allowed to use other materials, things that have been used before for kodesh, as long as you made a shinui. But because there the Yisr is the Yichud, it has a shame of Hedyot, but as long as you change the shame, you're Beseder Gamur. Mashen Kein, the Mizbeach, there the Shinui doesn't help because the Yisr is the Shimush. Once there was Shimush, the Shinui is not going to change it. This was already used. The Chalos shame is going to change because it has a different shame now. It's like Shinui Kona, but as far as the usage, so it was already used, so it doesn't help us anymore if you make a Shinui. Because by Mizbeach, what asks is the Shimush, and not the shame only. That it has a shame hedyot, but also shimush hedyot ases by mizbeach, and it would appear to explain the yisod achilik between mizbeach and other things, even though the whole makor adin is from the mizbeach, like we see in Sigis Hashas in Zvachim Kufte Zayin and Menachas Chaf Beis. So how can there be a chilik in the din if the whole makor is mizbeach? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. We see in the sugya that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is to learn from the pasuk of Ala Eitzim Asher Ala Eish Asher Ala Mizbeach, that just like the Mizbeach has to come from the funds of the community, so too Eitzim and Eish come from the Tzibur. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says no, he learned something else. Ma Mizbeach Shel Neshtamish Bei Hedyot Af Eitzim Ve'Eish Neshtamish Bei Hedyot, just like the Mizbeach hadn't been used by a Hedyot, so too the Eishim and the Eitzim and the Eish also could not have been used by the Hedyot. So in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer and Simon Mem and Or HaChaim that we discussed in the previous shir, he asks, how do we know that the Mizbeach was never used by Hedyot more than Eish and Eitzim, that Mizbeach is the model, is the paradigm, is the source? And we say, just like Eitzim wasn't used before for Hedyot, Mizbeach wasn't used before for Hedyot, so too Eish and Eitzim. How do we know Mizbeach in the first place? However, in the Rashmi Shant and the Sifra, on this pasuk in Vikra Perak Aleph Pasuk Ches, he writes that the Mizbeach lo nishtamish bo hedyot, because we learn in Midas in Perak Gimel Mishnah Dalid that they would bring avonim from land that had never been worked from this karka besula, and therefore we know that the Mizbeach, that's our source, that the Mizbeach is lo nishtamish bo hedyot. So we can say as follows, that by avonim mi karka besula, there are two milas, that if you have these avonim from land that's never been worked before, that's never been plowed before, that's untouched ground, there are two milas. One, there's no shimush of a hedyot, and B, there's no yichud hashem for a hedyot. And therefore, an mizbeach that has a din of karka besula, so there are going to be two psulim. One psul is going to be shimush, and one psul is going to be yichud lehedyot. Those are going to be the two psulim. There are two milas in the karka psula of the mizbeach, that there's been no shimush and no yichud shame for a hedyot. And there are going to be two psulim, if it's not karka psula, is that a shimush did use it, and if it was misyachid lehedyot, it also passes. Mashen kein then called over the gavoa, that we learn from mizbeach. There, we're not going to learn linyan shimush sheposel, because we see from the Maritzet Sofos that they weren't passeled, even though there was already shimush done for hedyot. Nevertheless, the Maritzet Sofos, the mirrors of the women, weren't passeled for the kior. for the sink of the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Magen Avraham writes, that even though it was a shimush, but it still doesn't have a Shem Kli Hedyot. As long as it doesn't have a Shem Kli Hedyot, then it's Beseder Gamor. And the only what you can learn, so the shimush doesn't bother us, it's the by other materials. From the fact that the Maris Hatzovus, you see from there that it was mutter, even though shimush was it was already used for something else. So what does bother us by other materials for Kodesh? If it had a yichud for Shem Hedyot. A yichud for Shem Hedyot, that's cool because you made a shinui. As long as you make a shinui, you're fine. And then it doesn't have Shem Hedyot at all. So you can taka learn from Zbech l'chol tzorchei gavoah. And also l'chol tzorchei beis hakenesis, like it says in the Agudin, Perkei Komitz Rabbanos Gimel, born in the Beis Yosef, and Arachayim Simukofnan Gimel. That you learn from the Mizbech l'chol tzorchei gavoah and also l'chol tzorchei beis hakenesis. That what? That as long as it doesn't have a yichud shame for a hedyot, it can be used for kodesh. How do you make it sure that it doesn't have a yichud shame for a hedyot as long as it was used for a head? If it had in fact used by a hedyot before, the answer is by making a shinui. And by making a shinui, it gives it a completely different name. It loses its yichud shame lahedyot, and therefore that's what happened to Maris Hatzovos. And that's derived from the Mizbech. But that the Etzem Shimush should ask, that was only the Mizbech. That was only at the end of the Mizbech, and not by anything else. What's derived from the Mizbech to everything else is that it can't have a Yichud Shem for a Hedyot. But as long as you make a Shinu, you solve that problem. So therefore, you're allowed to use other materials that have been used for a Hedyot for Kodesh, as long as you made a Shinu. Mashiach, when it comes to Mizbech, that doesn't help, because there the Etzem Shimush also answers. So making a Shinu isn't going to change matters. And with this, we can give a beautiful Hezber in the Gemara. That the Chasim Sofer asks in the Gemara in Menachos Chof Beis in the Machlokos of Lazar of Shem Lazar and Shemua had a darsh in the pasuk about the Eitzim Asher Lei Shalom Zbeach. So the Gemara says, so what's my Benayu? What's the difference between them? And the Gemara says, Zika Benayu Chadati. If it's new, the Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua requires new, and Rav Zev Shimon doesn't, because he darshins something completely different. Mishel Tzibur. Frek the Chasim Sofer, how's it shayach to be done on a Mai Binayu when it's a machlokas mefuresh? That's exactly the machlokas. The Rav Lazar ben Shemua requires new, and Rav Zev Shimon doesn't. So what's this Mai Binayu? That's exactly the machlokas. The Gemara says a Mai Binayu normally, it's not telling you what the machlokas is. You already know the machlokas, and it's telling you something that you didn't know. Practical difference between them that you wouldn't have thought of. But here the Mai Binayu is exactly their machlokas, whether or not you need Bidichadati. So this Gemara is halfway of a fella. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the Gemara wants to emphasize that the discussion to learn from Mizbeach is Le'inyan Chadati Bilvad. It is only referring to using something new and not L'chol Mili Shiyeshna B'Mizbeach, and not for everything that pertains to the Mizbeach. And this is even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Because what does Chadati mean? Chadati means that it wasn't changed. It wasn't changed from what it was when it was originally created. But Shimush is not a stira to Chadati. It could still be new, as long as it wasn't used too much. It could still be new, even if it was used. And only a hosafa shame, the kfiya batavar, that makes it a non-chadati. So even though it's not necessarily nikr la'inei basar, that it has a hosafa shame, the kfiya, so that's a stira to chadati. Because chadati is bidiyuk like it was b'shas yitzirasa. And that's what the Gemara is coming to tell us, that the nidon is only on the chadati. In other words, shechol bo shem hedyot. Only there Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua said that you can learn from Mizbeach that it's not Beseder. It's not, if it's Chol Bo Shem Hedyot, then from Mizbeach you derive it's not Beseder. And that's because that's a stira to Chadati. But just the fact that it was used before, that it can't be derived. So in other words, it's coming Lafuke. You know what the Ika Binayu is? Only Chadati. What does it mean, only Chadati? Only that it doesn't have a Kviyah Chalos Shem for Hedyot. Only there's a difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon or Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. But when it comes to the fact that it was used before, that you can't learn from Mizbeach, because Mizbeach, if it was ever used before, this wood that you want to make the Mizbeach with, it's going to be pasul. Whereas everything else, no. It could still be kosher. As long as it doesn't have a Yichud Hashem. Because in Yin Shimush, we only answer Mizbeach. But so when do you learn? What's the ikabinah that you learn from other things to Mizbeach? Mizbeach teaches you about other materials as well, other kalim as well. That's only linyan charity. That's what the Gemara emphasizes, charity. Charity means that it doesn't have a yichud shem for something else. It's exactly like it was b'shas yitzirasa. So there Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua holds that if it's not charity, no matter what we're talking about, it's not allowed to be used. Unless again, you make a shinui, and then that changes its halal shem. But anyway, now we understand the ikabinayu charity. And then we can also now understand the Magen Avraham better. Because when the Magen Avraham talked about the chilik between Mizbeach and other kelim, he said it's mashma in the Gemara, that only Mizbeach is asar afilu b'shinui. Where's the mashmaos of the Gemara? That if you make a shinui for the Eitzei Mizbeach, it's not okay. But if you make a shinui for anything else, it is okay. Where's the mashmos in the Gemara? So the answer is in the word charity. Because charity teaches you that it has to have a for the other kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, it has to have a Yichud Hashem. And otherwise it's okay. Hashem came by Mizbeach itself, they're the Etzem Shimush Asers. And therefore, since the Etzem Shimush Asers, it doesn't help to make a shinui. And that's where the Magen Avraham get that in the Gemara? From the word charity. Because when the Gemara learns that you can derive other kelim from the Mizbeach, and the Gemara says that the Ika Binayu is Charity, that means that it's the Yichud Hashem that answers, but only that, but not the Etzem Shimush. Etzem Shimush is a different story, that you can't derive other kelim from the Mizbeach. Only by the Mizbeach, the Etzem Shimush answers for use of the Mizbeach. That if you use them for something else, then you're not allowed to use it for the Mizbeach. But not by but not by the other kelim. There the Etzem Shimush doesn't answer, only the Yichud Hashem. In the Karen Ora in Zvachim Kuftez Zayin, he's mayor by Agola HaChadosha Sheshochu Plishti in Aron Kodesh. They sent this Agola with the Aron Kodesh. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Paragva, Pasuk Yedalet, Vayivku is Atzi Agola, Vesapar Helu Olos Lashem. That they cut the Atzei HaGola and they brought Olos Lashem and the Parah, and they brought Olos Lashem. So he asks, since they already used earlier to bring the Aron, how can they now be used for Eitzim? So he says, no, it's Mishtamish Bem Hedyot, but this is not Hedyot because they were used Letzarech Aron. So based on what we said, it's even more understood. Because it's not the Etzem HaShimush that answers, it's the Yichud HaShem. And here, it never had a Yichud Shem Hedyot. It was Yichud Shem for the Aron all along, for Kodesh all along. So we have more to say. We still haven't finished. Do we ever finish a sukkah? Never. But I'm hoping that Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, that in the next year we will be able to complete this series. of three shiurim, I hope. And we want to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha lilmodu lelamid lishmar v'lasa l'kaimus kol divrei tzal m'toras v'yavo. Baruch Hashem, v'rei mayin flame. Shalom, shalom, sweetest of all.